Now,
This meeting is being recorded.
oh, good, good. With that, it's 4:01 PM. Call to order the special meeting of the Swiffy Board of Commissioners today, Friday, August 22nd. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented to us?
I will second the
motion. The motion and the second. All those in favor say aye.
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 At this point, we have one item on the agenda, a new item, which is a discussion about the battalion chief. And I'm going to go to mute so that I don't create background noise. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, if everybody could mute, it looks like everybody's mostly everybody's muted. Just make sure you're muted just because of the feedback that happens. So basically, as you all know, according to our policy, any new hire has to be brought in at the minimum step, first step on the salary scale for their pay band, unless it is approved by the Board of Commissioners. So for some of these positions, like the battalion chief position and even the mechanic position, we find that there's a wide variety of experience that folks bring to the table. And sometimes or oftentimes that merits a higher step, both to attract them to actually come and work with us and to be competitive in the market. That said, I'll pause for any questions about that, and then I could move on to the qualifications of the individual, and we can look at the pay scale. So I'll open it if anyone
any commissioners have a question, or anybody from the audience. Hearing none, Chief, continue.
Okay, thank you. Chief Dilley, if you could, you're already on it. Okay, so I just put in some sort of, I made them generic just to protect the privacy of the candidate. But these are resume highlights for the candidate. He worked for a large career agency as a firefighter from 98 to 2015, promoted to a lieutenant from 15 to 17, and then promoted again to a training lieutenant, which was more akin to a battalion chief for 17 through 22 at that agency, where he was running their fire academies and then also managing crews on fire calls. Finally, in 2022, that individual promoted to an assistant chief of training at a career agency, which is above the level of a battalion chief. And we have talked to him pretty extensively as to, well, why there were some questions. Why are you coming to a position that's technically lower on the scale of promotion? But there are a lot of compelling reasons that he wanted to do so. And if no one had any, want to have any questions about that, otherwise I'll move on to the matrix.
Any questions from the commissioners?
Yeah, I have one. Has he had any experience with volunteer agencies? It looks like this is all being career agencies. Were any of them combination?
Just his current agency, which runs a program similar to ours, very similar to ours, which is sort of a paid volunteer program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just a snapshot of our salary matrix. We're looking at grade 9. Step 1 for that is highlighted in green on the left. Step 3, which is what I'm recommending, is also called market. So it's sort of the standard rate for that position is what I'm recommending that we bring him in at. We have had conversations leading up to this meeting, and that's sort of where we need to be at. So If there's no questions or comments, which there may well be, then but after that point, I would ask for a motion to from the commissioners to approve that for us or whatever they see is appropriate.
Chief, I do have one question. The finalists that you're considering, how long has he been with the mixed paid and volunteer department?
The same amount of time that almost exactly that I have been at SWIFI, not coincidentally. And he may well have previous experience before that date. I don't know.
So follow-up question, how large is the agency department that he is with today?
They have an on-duty force of 8 at any given time, and they cover about 5,000 calls a year.
Okay. Commissioners, questions of the chief on this, or we'll entertain a motion to basically, Chief Wallace, you would want a motion that says we will permit the hiring of this applicant for the battalion chief at step 3.
I had one question before that. He's got a lot of years with the fire department. Do you have a feel for how long he wants to go before he retires?
I believe we'll have him for a minimum of 5 years. It would be nice to have longer, of course, but I think right now I'm getting a lot of feedback. The fact is right now, one of the reasons that I see this as a compelling candidate was similar to Chief Magallon, who we brought on, as they do have experience and are very mature in their roles. And I think that's a good fit for this agency at this time, because we have a lot of folks who are new in the fire service. And this helps to balance that out, I believe.
Chief, one other question on the candidate. Did he state why he wants, why he's leaving, would like to leave his current employ, and why SWIFI?
Sure. So there's a couple of reasons. The more generic reason is that this type of position does not open up to outside candidates within fire departments very often at all. And that's one of the reasons that we're bringing in more experienced people, because that's who tends to be in those positions when they're promoted from within. So when this position came up, this is the type of position that he's wanted for quite some time, he stated, and we've talked about it over the last few years, and I know that that's true because I know him as well. The other reason is he has worked with us a number of times on different projects over the last couple of years, and really likes our team, as gets along with Chief Dilley, gets along with myself, and has really been impressed with the crew and the agency. And so he's had that opportunity to come in and help us with promotional exams and work on some other training projects. And they've had us up, our crews are out for training. And so he has that background with our agency. So he's not coming in blind, and he likes the agency.
And one final question, Chief, how many applicants did you have for this position?
I believe we had 9 applicants. We had 7 turnout for the actual assessment center at the end. You generally lose a couple between folks couldn't make it that day or whatever it was.
Commissioner Erickson, any questions or thoughts from you?
Just a comment, which is, I know we planned on this meeting being short and sweet, and so given everything that's been said already, it sounds like you wouldn't be asking if you didn't feel that it was warranted and that this person was worth it. So I am ready to vote whenever everybody else is.
Well, entertain a motion. Motion would be to accept the top applicant for the new battalion chief position at pay grade step 3.
I will make that motion.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 So we have unanimity here, Chief. Is this sufficient for your needs?
Yes, thank you, Board. It's a pleasure as always. And this is, I really appreciate your support. And I think this is going to be a great, great thing. I will now send this letter of offer out to the candidate right after this meeting.
Thanks, Board Chief. Thank you.
Thank you.
So with this, unless commissioners have any other comments, thoughts, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Motion to adjourn and seconded. All favors say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Well, we can't say we're going to go home because we're all home. So enjoy the weekend. And Chief, sounds like you made a good choice for the Swiffies. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend.